This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
I know you don't want to talk about this, but...
Whoa, what happened?
You were not great in high school. You were suspended and stuff, and we've talked about that recently.
Oh, yeah,
but you've almost
been
kicked out of another high school now.
Okay, why? No, why
yes?
did you bring that up?
What do you mean, no? Steve can't stop getting kicked out of high school.
I haven't been in a high school in 900 years. So a friend of mine's son, he plays basketball for Legend High School in Parker.
Okay.
And they had a game against Ponderosa High School in Parker.
Oh my
so
God.
It's the freshman
it's
team.
It's a big Parker rivalry, is it?
Well, I guess so.
Okay.
So her son plays for the freshman team, and he's like a big stud. Number 23, we'll call him JG. Anyway, so they were playing on
he's
a Saturday.
He's got his shout out. That's you, JG!
So they were playing at Ponderosa, and I haven't been to a game in forever, and I kept promising I would show up, and finally got to go over the weekend. So I get there, I get in my seat, and I'm sitting there with my friends and stuff. We're watching the game. And was the first whistle of the game. And instinctually, and a whistle went against Legend, who were
cheering for. The team that JG played for, okay.
So I'm standing there talking to my friend. I hear the whistle. I turn around and go, call the cops. You got robbed. And everybody around me.
First off.
Was like pucker time.
Screaming call the cops in the middle of a school auditorium.
Well,
maybe worked when we were in school.
Yes, it was.
It's not.
It was clever back then.
Nope. So there's no more.
Both fans, Ponderosa fans, Legend fans.
Don't wake the ref up. He's missing a good game.
Stuff like that.
I mean, we used to say.
Right.
You can't do it anymore.
Shake your eyes. Shake your head. Your eyes are stuck.
There it is.
You know, stuff like that.
The terrible things.
Yes.
Do you understand that there's a news story out that I think you inspired?
I just saw that today, too.
Rowdy parents are to blame for Ohio's alarming shortage of high school referees. Because people like in Colorado, we have enough couth to stop screaming, call the cops! But in Ohio, other than Parker, where Steve occasionally rolls into a Legend game,
right.
In Colorado, we don't scream crap at the refs anymore. They still do in Ohio. This is a quote. Yelling, screaming, and berating the officials humiliates your child, annoys those sitting around you, embarrasses your child's school, and is the primary reason Ohio has an alarming shortage of high school officials.
Wow.
So back in our day, officials were like the gym teachers who come in, like Mr. Papenfuss, Mr. Bedosa, whatever, big dudes who like, you scream, call the cops, they come, they blow a whistle, over and thump you.
Oh, that's true.
Not anymore. Now they're like, you are my feeling.
I was about to say, why don't the refs like get a backbone? I know suddenly our refs are all sensitive.
The refs are not quitting for the reasons you think. Here, according to the Ohio survey, over 75% of the officials quit because of adult behavior.
We're just sitting there watching the game. We're not doing it.
You're not sitting there watching the game. You're talking about his mom. You're talking about how he's blind. You're screaming, call the cops, and he's already like, what's going to happen? I'm in a high school gym. Is something bad going to happen?
Dude, you have a whistle. You have authority. You can put me in
the whistle
place.
Is not enough to stop fools like.
Wow.
So if you don't already know what Steve looks like.
Okay, no, whatever.
What I suggest,
no?
If you're a high school administrator, go to the Slacker and Steve Facebook page or Instagram, wherever. Mm. Download a picture of Steve, print it,
put it up,
give it to your school resource officer.
Okay, wow.
And then you can prevent all the damage. As soon as you see Steve walking, also, if Legend is playing your school, just know, add extra security, because
okay.
Steve might be coming.
That's
just
true.
For the freshman game. But if you see Steve entering your school, no.
Call the cops!
He's going to say something offensive.
I am.
So don't let him in.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.